more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from the California Science Center. Of course, you can always reach out to me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of your emails. Here's one from Dave and Mary. They want to know, we're heading out to Maine, and we'd love to know, in Portland, Maine, they say, at the end of this month. We have never been there before. Any recommendations of must-do things in Portland, Maine? Well, I will have about 30 of them if you want them, but let's just get started here with a couple because I love Maine. You know, we recently did our broadcast from Beale's Lobster Pier in Southwest Harbor. What a magical place. Portland, also magical. And if you want some cool things to do, think of this. They've got the coolest lighthouse. They've got the coolest museum. And there's a place called Peaks Island. Check it out. It's only has about 1,000 full-time residents. Very cool place to go. You'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon. Now, the Portland Museum of Art. Little known fact. It was actually founded in 1882 as the Portland Society of Art. This is the oldest public art institution in the United States. How about that? And one of the buildings is actually designed by I.M. Pei. Who knew? So if you want to go to Maine to see everything from Andy Warhol to Claude Monet, guess what? You'll find them there, including paintings, if you love this guy, which I do, by Mr. Wyeth, right? Two Wyeths, Andrew and Jamie. But I'm telling you, very cool. And then last but not least, and I have arguments about this because I love the Fire Island Lighthouse back where I live in New York, which was built in 1858. But listen to this one. They got me beat. The Portland Headlight dates back to 1791, and some folks say it's arguably the most beautiful in New England. They also have a museum there. Check it out. I think you will enjoy it. All right, here's one from Anne who writes, my family of six is traveling to Jacksonville beginning November 4th and returning on the 6th for a family function. I started looking at fares beginning in July, and they've all gone up about $150 per person. I don't know what to do or when to make the reservations. Any advice, please? Yes, don't book it now. You mentioned you're traveling from O'Hare. Don't do it now. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. But right now, we're still in the middle of summer, and they haven't adjusted the fares for the fall, although, as I said earlier in the show, airfares are dropping. Today, they're 27% less than they were in May. But wait, because they're 27% less for now. They're even going to be less for the fourth quarter. And remember, when are you going? You're not going on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You're going during almost a dead period, November 4th. So I've seen quotes, by the way, from Jacksonville to LaGuardia. One-way fares of $53 for September. So take a deep breath. Wait about another month, then go back and search. All right? I think you'll be happy about that. Remember, the one important thing to remember here. Airlines use algorithms to project demand and set prices. And the pandemic disrupted all of that. The playbook had to be thrown out. So the old school of how many people went last year and the year before was going to determine how many people are going to go this year no longer applies. So think about 54 days out and then start looking. What this also means with this drop in fourth quarter bookings, that if you've got frequent flyer miles hanging around that you've not been able to redeem, guess what? Now's the time to do it. Not for little short haul flights, but for the, you know, for the big daddy flights, you know, LA London or, you know, Chicago Mumbai. I mean, that's where you really get the best value for your redemption of your frequent flyer awards. Okay, under no circumstances do you redeem your mileage for magazines or chocolate. What you want to do is redeem them for the very reason why you joined the frequent flyer programs in the first place, right? For an airline ticket, all right? But just wait, and I think you'll be okay. And as Jacksonville to LaGuardia is an example of $53 on September 20th, things are going to get better before they get worse just based on those foreign bookings. And both domestic and foreign bookings, I should say. All right, let's keep going here. A number of you have been writing in again about refunds. I hear you. As you know, the DOT is now starting to crack down on airlines that have not given refunds, but it goes beyond that to hotels, to resorts. If you have not, and of course, tour operators, They've been notorious in issuing, you know, future credits for travel, but not parting with cash. Check the local laws wherever you're listening to me, in terms of your state, about filing a small claims court action if you want to get a refund of mostly anything under $7,500. In most cities in the country, the limits the caps for collecting damages in a small claims case is about $7,500. So I would say, you know, if your losses right now are in that vicinity, why wouldn't you then go pursue it in small claims court and get a judgment? Not a bad idea. In fact, it's an essential idea, okay? And do that, and if they don't show up in court, they default. You win, you get the judgment. There are some classic cases of people seizing airlines for the payment of, like, you know, $6,000. So, you know what? It's a good experience in your civic duty, and you get to have your Perry Mason moment. So do that. Hey, by the way, coming up, you know what clay door means? Ever hear of it? You should. These guys are the true concierges. And we're going to talk to our good pal Nathan Goff when we come back, and you'll find out what Le Clay d'Or really means. Back with more from the California Science Center right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Now, back to Eye on Travel.
It's 43 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you from the California Science Center. As Eye on Travel continues, you can always reach out to me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the emails. I've got one here from John who writes, I'm trying to get to Hong Kong. Everybody tells you they still have a mandatory quarantine. Is that still true? Well, John, we did some checking. Listen to this. Up until about 2 months ago, they had a huge mandatory quarantine and not very beneficial to you. They required you at your own expense when you landed to go to a quarantine hotel for 14 days, locked up. Well, then they reduced it 7 days. And now, just now, like yesterday, they reduced it to 3 days. But still, you're going to be filling out forms. This is at your own expense. It's crazy. Now, it's a whole lot better than the original quarantine in Hong Kong, which was 21 days. Ouch. But the answer is, you can go if you don't mind quarantining for 3 days. My guess is by November, with all of their competitive destinations like Thailand and Cambodia and Vietnam, not you know, imposing a quarantine, Hong Kong is going to have to end it. But right now, it's gone from 21 days to 14 days to 7 days to now, as of yesterday, 3 days. So things are looking better. Okay, here's one from Merle who writes, and this is an interesting question that Merle raises. We booked a business class flight from the U.S. to Prague on American Airlines using 57,000 miles plus cash. Then British Airways, American's partner, canceled our flight from London to Prague and put us on a later flight in coach class. Am I due any compensation? And if so, how much? Well, as you may have suspected over the years, if there's one thing airlines hate, they hate to part with actual cash. So in this case, you certainly can complain, no doubt about it. And you do have a case to getting something back. My guess, and you have to let me know if this happens, because I think I'm going to be right, is if American parts with anything, they're going to put some miles back into your account. That's what they're going to do. It's a little stupid, but that's the game they want to play. Look, if you're going to buy a ticket, that's one thing. But once you're in the area of mileage, then all they want to give you is, you know, apples for apples, and give you a mileage, either a mileage ticket or a mileage credit back to your account. Okay, now, if they put you on a later flight and it was more than 4 or 5 hours later, then under European community rules, right, in the old days, you'd be entitled to compensation. But in this case, you're not, because guess what? Great Britain, it's Brexit time. They're not EC anymore. So your help here is going to have to come from American Airlines in the form of a travel voucher at a certain dollar amount, but more than likely they're going to offer you some mileage, and that's what happens. It's a little silly, but there it is. Now, bottom line is you do have a recourse here. You know, you never want to take a no from somebody who's not empowered to give you a yes in the first place. But yes, if they're going to change your fare category, whether it's a mileage ticket or a paid ticket, you are due the difference. They're going to have to calculate that, of course, and that's not always the easy part because the values that they put on their mileage are different, perhaps, than the mileage or the values you put on your mileage that you worked so hard to earn. A note about mileage, by the way, now is the time to start looking about redeeming it. So if you've got some spare frequent flyer miles hanging around, look at the charts. Think up to 330 days out. Pick a place that none of your friends want to go to. That'll turn out to be probably your trip of a lifetime. And go there. Now is the time to redeem the miles. We've seen in the last 2 weeks a number of steeply discounted business class mileage redemptions, which is the best way to go on long-haul flights. Check out Qatar. Check out Qantas. Check out Cathay Pacific. Those are the three I saw them on. There'll be more. Remember, mileage does not accrue interest. Airlines are not banks. The redemption levels are very low for a reason. They make it so tough. So if they're finally going to make it a little bit easier, timing is everything. Now you want to pounce. And if you pounce, you get the ticket. And if then they download you, or downgrade you, I should say, download you. If they downgrade you then, you're entitled to some kind of compensation in the form of either mileage, or if you paid for the ticket, cash. All right? When we come back from the California Science Center, we'll be joined by my good pal Hugo Martin from the Los Angeles Times with a few things to say about what's going on out there in the world of travel. Back with more from the California Science Center as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.